All right, guys, welcome back. This is Addie with Probably Don't. It is now 2019. I never made a podcast episode for the new year. I forgot to do one for Christmas. It's definitely been a crazy couple months, but I am back, and I want to thank you guys for listening and sticking with me, and I want to thank all the people who messaged me and wondered like where I went and what I was doing and whatever. But this is episode 6, I believe, of the podcast series Probably Don't, available on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Cruise Podcast, I think that's the name of it. There's a couple other platforms. If you go to my Instagram and Twitter, it's at the link in my bio. If you follow me on there, my Instagram is all lowercase with curiosity, and my Twitter username is Addie_Baxter. Don't forget to like and leave a good review and give me 5 stars and a thumbs up or whatever platform you're using it on. Okay, so let's begin. I just wanted to say really quick that I know that I said I was going to do like, I had been on like my Instagram and stuff saying that I was going to do like a crazy couple of podcast episodes and talk about some really important stuff going on or whatever. I ultimately decided that I wanted to deal with those things like kind of myself. Like there's just like things that were going on in my life in the last year and they're still going on, but I dove headfirst into the idea that I was going to be fine if I just talked about them and ignore the fact that I was battling with them more eternally or internally, I mean. So yeah, that's just kind of what I have been doing the last few months, is dealing with that stuff and figuring out like a game plan and trying to get my mental health on track and I don't know, just stuff like that. Because I know that that's important, and I can't do this and I can't do my job and I can't live my everyday life if those things aren't on track and those things are a priority for me. So I have to do that stuff in order to do this stuff, the fun stuff, and the stuff that I get to do with you guys and do questions and talk about things that you guys want to talk about. Actually, getting to talking about things that you guys want to talk about. I just did a Q&A on my Instagram. If you follow me, then you were a part of it, I hope, because it was super fun. I came up with a bunch of different questions, just kind of Valentine's Day related, but mostly like relationship related. Some of them were sex related. Some of them were if you were single and it was what you were doing on Valentine's Day and if you celebrate Galentine's Day and whatever. So I'm going to be going over some of the questions and the answers. And also I had a few people ask me questions that I'm going to go over, just kind of updating you guys on my relationship and things like that and like what me and Canada have been doing and whatnot. So, all right, let's jump into that. I have to screenshot all this stuff on my phone when I do these Q&As because I never save them. I forget. And it's almost easier if I just save them on my phone. So is this? Okay, let me see the first one. Also, before I talk about the Q&A, let me just say I wasn't going to do a Valentine's Day episode really, and I don't really want to call this a Valentine's Day episode because I'll probably be jumping around on a few different topics, but because I wasn't always a big celebrator of Valentine's Day, like let me just say that first and foremost. I actually used to anti-celebrate Valentine's Day. Even when I was in a couple serious relationships, I did not want to celebrate. It just was not a thing for me. But I also believe that my heart wasn't in the right place in those relationships for me to feel like I could celebrate it the way that you should celebrate it. And I know that it probably is just a stupid Hallmark holiday, and to some people they take it really seriously, and I love that. And at some times I do believe that Valentine's Day can be overrated, and I think that we should celebrate our love year-round for the people that you should be celebrating Valentine's Day with. But I think it's a good excuse to go a little bit above and beyond for that person just because there's a holiday for it. You know what I mean? Like, otherwise, what's the point of every holiday that we have? And that's coming from someone, me, who doesn't celebrate other holidays. The only holiday that I really celebrate is Halloween. And I don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, but like this last year I did Friendsgiving and I cook and stuff like that, but I don't actually celebrate and I don't celebrate with family and things like that. So I'm one of those people who thinks if you're not gonna, like if you're gonna make fun of one a holiday, then you might as well make fun of the rest of them, which that's kind of me kicking myself in the ass by saying that. That's a little bit, what do you fucking call it? What's the word? Damn it. What's that word? Ooh, can you guys hear my garbage disposal? Because my washing machine is on. It's a little fun ASMR for you. What's that word? Not critical. It's like when someone says something that they usually go against and then you go, oh, really? Because that's, I don't know. I can't think of the word. You guys will have to tell me if you think of it right in the comments because I can't remember. I'm exhausted. I just got home from work. It's like 4:30 on a Thursday. Yeah, so I think, I used to think Valentine's Day was a really stupid fucking holiday and it was pointless and useless. And if you're going to celebrate the person you love, do it all year round and you don't need an excuse to do it. But I think it's actually kind of fun to have an excuse to do it, especially for people who don't have time and who honestly maybe don't say I love you enough to the person that they love or to their children or to their parents or whatever, you know, it's or to their friends. It's like, it's a fun excuse to just give someone a Valentine or flowers or chocolate or go on a date or go on a new date. Ask someone out that you've been crushing on that you haven't had the chance to ask out because the fact that we have a holiday that's evolved around the idea of love, I don't know. I think that's kind of cute. Might be cheesy and it might just be the fact that I I'm in a relationship and I'm all giddy and joyful and whatever right now. And if you know me and you've known me the last like 5 years, you know that there's been times where I'm like so anti-love and I'm like, God, I hate everything and whatever. I mean, that literally was my senior quote was I hate everything. And that's because I had gotten out of a bad relationship and I was in this phase where I was like a teen alcoholic and was did not have my life together or my mental health together. And that completely describes like the opposite ends of how a person can change. You know what I mean? I could go from the I hate everything girl that was a senior in high school to the celebrating Valentine's Day girl at 22. Like that's a big deal for me. For me, that means I've improved in life in ways that I didn't think that I could or that I would. So why not celebrate that because I'm grateful for myself. I'm even celebrating because I love myself. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just want to throw that out there. Also, before I do the Q&A, I'm just going to answer one of the questions that someone asked me because it makes sense to answer right now. Someone asked me what my boyfriend and I did on Valentine's Day. We actually didn't really do anything. We both were working. He came over the 13th and spent the night, and we're watching True Detective right now. So we were catching up on that together. And we went and got breakfast burritos the next morning at this burrito place by my house. And then he went to work. And I got him a card with a Pez candy thing or whatever. And he bought the breakfast burritos. Like, I didn't make it a big deal, you know. But, yeah, that's all we did. We didn't really do anything. Just staying in on the couch with the dogs, our kids. Cuddling and watching TV was everything I needed. I didn't need anything else. So that was perfect for me. That was good enough for me. All right. If my phone doesn't work, it's almost like it is so cold and dry now that my thumbprints and my fingerprints actually don't fucking work on my phone anymore. Does that happen to anybody else? Because it's just not a thing. Okay, so, oh my God, I asked so many questions. Fuck off. Question number one, are you celebrating Valentine's Day? 54% of you said yes, 46% of you said no. And I didn't really go into these questions and figure out which men or women answered them and if it was for a specific reason or whatever. I just kind of am doing the percentages really quick to go over some of them. Next question, number two, was, are you single or taken? 38% of you said that you were single, and 62% of you said that you were taken. Number three, do you think Valentine's Day is a quote-unquote sexy occasion? 58% of you said yes, 42% of you said no. And then my next one was either like a either or, and I said giving gifts or doing something. 13% of you said giving gifts. 87% of you said doing something, and I, for one, am down for doing something. But see, I am a gift giver. I think that's my my love language or whatever is giving gifts. Not like gifts, but like doing little things and giving little like reminders with giving things, if that makes sense. Not like words of affirmation or what do you call it? Like giving like hugs and shit, like loving and whatever, touch, sense of touch. I don't know. I can't remember what they all are. But mine is definitely probably giving gifts and words of affirmation. So doing something I like to do, but for doing myself, I give things. I don't know if that makes sense. All right, next question was an easy one. Chocolate or candy on Valentine's Day? 81% of you said chocolate and 19% of you said candy. And you know what? I read this fact in an article on Daily Mail, which I don't know if it's true or not because I feel like it changes every year. But it said that on Valentine's Day every year in America, the average of 89 million pounds of chocolate is consumed over the Valentine's holiday, which I think is like a span of 3 days they're considering it. So that's crazy. But I probably ate a lot of that. So next question was love letter / note or a card, which could go for giving or receiving, one of those things. 88% of you said love letter / note. 12% of you said card. See, I gave a card, but I wrote a love note inside of the card because it was a blank card. So does that count as both? I don't know. That's what I did. Which, I mean, both are cute. It doesn't matter. Like, it's the thought that counts, I think. So, okay, the next question is flowers or jewelry, which myself, by the way, I'm just going to say now, I prefer neither of those things. I don't like flowers and I don't like jewelry. 84% of you said flowers, 16% of you said jewelry. And yeah, I don't like either one of those. And then the next question I liked a lot, I said, do you get guys a gift for Valentine's Day? 80% of you said yes, 20% of you said no. Oh my God, seriously? Chuck, stop. Stop it. If you guys know Chuck, he's in the background staring at me, itching for no reason. Go lay down. Go lay down. Hold on. Sorry. Go lay down. Oh, my God. Okay. So I technically got Alex. Oh, I didn't mean to say his name. Okay. Well, my boyfriend's name is Alex, in case you guys didn't know. I'm guessing 99% of you didn't, but I was just going to call him Canada, but I didn't. So that's awkward. Okay. So I got my boyfriend a Pez and a card, so I think that kind of counts, but I'm just going to say that that is it. Like, I don't know. I didn't do like a gift, but we didn't do gifts. But I like the idea of giving a guy a gift. And then the next one was, what do you get / do for a guy for V-Day? And the answers were, let me see. A lot of people said lingerie. One person said, I made him breakfast in bed. Someone said, I got him candy and chocolate, his favorite drink, and a little love note. One person said, oh, this is cool. Automatic card shuffler, cards, Jenga, teddy bear, and chocolate. Someone else said his favorite candy. Oh, this person said cologne, DIY craft, lighters, candy, video games. Someone else said make a craft of some sort. That's a cool idea. Heart collage, write love puns on a whiteboard. That's cute. Someone else said, I got mine a Funko Pop. That's what he wanted, LOL. Someone else said a blowjob. I feel that. That's funny. Someone else said, I made him a wire wrap with a dope stone. That means something special. Love that idea. Another person said favorite candy and watching a movie together. Someone else said I made him dinner. Again, we have candy. Another person said a heartfelt card, bomb ass dinner, and I got us both a new bed set. So that means it's probably for both of them. Another person said I got us matching underwear. That's really funny. I like that idea. And then someone else, the last person said a spa day, some type of activity, usually. Oh, and then someone else, this last one, was I had a candle made from the bottle that he proposed with. That's cute. And then my next question was, how did you and your significant other celebrate? What did you get each other? Oh, by the way, I say significant other because I have a lot of like queer people that follow me who are dating guys and girls and whatever. So I'm not going to say boyfriend or girlfriend. Make it like seclusive. One person said, no presents. We're saving money for traveling. Just a nice dinner with dogs and wine in the fire. Love that. That's my like ideal date. One person said, she got me a chess set so we can play together, and I got her new makeup. Cute. Another one, I made sushi and showcased my new lingerie. Cute. Another one said, spending quality time with each other. And then there's, I ate chocolate-covered strawberries and watched movies. Another one was, I'm working. He got me flowers and chocolate. Cute. And then dinner to go, exchange cards, flowers, we shared chocolate. Another one, no celebrating. He works at a restaurant and everyone was scheduled to work. That sucks. I feel that. This one was, instead of my significant other, which I don't have, I celebrated with my besties by exchanging cute gifts, chocolate cards, etc. Love that. That's what I've done the last few years in a row. And then someone said, my friend said, he brought me my favorite soup home. Why am I so old? That's funny. And then my other friend said, we took time to refocus on ourselves and the love we have by making dinner together. I love that idea. Okay. That's actually really cute. So those were good responses. I love that you guys answered honestly. I can tell. And I'm really down for the fact that all these people, even a lot of them that I know, seem like they would be really like modest. We're like, oh, I got new lingerie and stuff. That's really, I love that. That's cute. By the way, I can say love as much as I want in this episode because it's about Valentine's Day. So if anybody is thinking that, fuck off. Next question is sex expected on Valentine's Day? 46% of you said yes. 54% of you said no. Next question was, do you do something extra, in quotations, to spice up sex on Valentine's Day? If so, what is it? Four people said lingerie. Two people said candles. One person said candles and a new playlist. One person said, I made tea with aphrodisiac herbs so we can drink it and be more intimate with more intention. That's cute. One person said, I dress in a specific way that I know gets him going. Cute. Okay, yeah, there's like four more lingerie ones, which I love. That's so fun. Okay, and then my next one was just a basic one. It was, are proposals too extra on Valentine's Day? 70% of you said yes and 30% of you said no. And I have a lot of squishy, gushy, lovey-dovey people who follow me. So I'm surprised that many of you said yes, but I do understand. I get it because I think it's a little too extra as well. This question I asked because of like a Daily Mail thing I was reading was like I'm going to say like what the Daily Mail thing said first before the question. It was the average price of a gift for someone for Valentine's Day is between $200 and $300, which I thought was like crazy. That is like nuts. So I just asked, I said, what's your price limit for a Valentine's Day gift? Less than $50, which 74% of you voted for that. And then more than $50 was 26% of you. Like, I think that's a lot. $50? I don't know. Like, that could be the movies. That could be... I mean, if you're taking someone to dinner, I get spending more. Like, when I took my boyfriend to dinner for his birthday, I spent like $200. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, but I, that was like, I knew I was going to spend something like that because I chose the restaurant, made a reservation and stuff. So for Valentine's Day, I get it. But just for like the gift, that's what I was talking about. So I was surprised. Okay, next question was, do you consider Valentine's Day to be a basic Hallmark holiday or a real holiday? 77% of you said Hallmark as fuck, and 23% of you said real, which I kind of agree that it's Hallmark, but I mean, technically it's like a holiday. Next one was either or, and it was, are you single and happy or single as fuck, send help? And 68% of you said single and happy, 32% of you said single as fuck, help. My next question was, how long have you been dating your significant other? This one's, there's 18 responses. Oh my goodness, you guys. Love you guys. Number one, 2 years together and 2 dogs, hoping the trend continues. Number two, 1.5 years. Number three, 4 years. Number two, number four, 2.5 years. Number five, 6 years. Number six, 6 years. Number seven, a little over 1 year. Number eight, 5.5 years. Number nine, less than 1 year. Number 10, since 2008, or no, since 2009. What number am I on? 11. Number 11, 5 months. Number 12, 3 years. Number 13, 4.5 years. Number 14, 5 years. And number 15 is almost 11 years. And then also, like, just to throw this out there, one person asked me how long me and Canada have technically been dating, my boyfriend. Or how long we've been dating, not technically. I'm the one that says technically because he didn't actually ask me to be his girlfriend. Fun fact, this is just like a side story I'm going to like toss in here. We met around this time last year, actually. So we met like 1 year ago now almost. And we were just like sleeping together for the first few months. Wasn't that serious. But it was exclusive. And then I just kind of, I actually kind of forced him to be my boyfriend. It's really funny because he was having like doubts all of a sudden after we were sleeping together and talking or whatever, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. Seeing each other after like 4 months, it was maybe 5 months. Let me think. It was like beginning of August. So how long is that? Like, let's just say March, April, May, June, July. If I'm not counting August because it was like the beginning of August, then it would be like 5 months, right? Yeah. So like maybe after 5 months, he was like, I don't know if I want this because I don't know if I want to be anything serious and whatever. And I really like you. And I really like, you're like my best friend and whatever. And I basically had like a breakdown and I was like, I fought for myself. That was the reason that we started dating, was because I fought for myself. It was the best decision I ever made. And I think about that every single day. And I am so grateful that I got the guts to sit there and cry my eyes out and say, like, look, you know what? You can't sit here, and I'm literally not going to allow you to quote unquote break up with me, because you can't lose something you never had, first of all. So if you walk away, like right now, I will not be your friend. I will not talk to you. So you lying to my face and saying that you want to stay friends, like that's bullshit to me. I can't do that. It's not something that I need in my life. I don't need any more friends. I have enough friends. And I was like, you know what's funny is you were not what I was looking for. I was not looking for anything, and I was not what you were looking for. You were not looking for anything. So what's it going to do? How much is it going to hurt us if we try? Because if we don't try, then we'll never know. And I know for a fact that I am 150% worth the trial. And I know that I am 150% worth it. And I have everything to offer you. Like, I literally, you guys, I went all out and I was like bawling. I was ugly crying. My eyes were swollen. He probably thought I was crazy. He probably was like, said okay, because he felt bad because I was like so incoherently crying. It was so ugly. but I was just like, I will not let you walk away without giving me a chance because I know that I'm good enough and I've felt not good enough before and I don't want to feel like that again. So I just, like I just said, like the not knowing and you leaving, that's not good enough for me. So you, like, I have to see you try and I have to see us both try. And after that, we like broke things down and we like talked about what we needed and what we wanted. And we started being there for each other more and having better communication and talking about things and spending more quality time together was like a big issue, you know, and introducing each other to people that we knew, stuff like that. Those were things that were like problems, which those are things that are hard to deal with. Like when you don't live in like a small town and you live in a city like LA and you work and you have different friendships and you're an adult, you know? So it was me realizing that this was like my first adult relationship. And it was me being like, oh fuck, if I really want this, I gotta fight for it. Like this isn't like a movie. This isn't gonna, he's not gonna chase me down the street and go, wait, wait, I made a mistake. You are the love of my life, you know? I was like, if I don't say something right now, then nothing is gonna happen and I'm gonna think about it and it's gonna suck. And I'm glad I said something. Like, honestly, that's just it, is I'm so glad that I fucking said something. But I said it for me. I didn't say it knowing that he was willingly going to respond. I had no idea what he was going to say. I had no idea that he was going to say, okay, like, let's try it. Because he didn't have to do that. And I thank him for that every day, that he stuck it out and he still is sticking it out for me. It's hard. Almost every day, it's hard. There's days where we both have doubts that it was a good idea. And there's days that we both feel like we are falling for each other. And then there's days where I feel like we take steps backwards. And sometimes we bicker. And sometimes we don't. So usually we don't. We don't fight. We've never fought before. We've never gotten in a big fight. And I talked about that on my Instagram the other day a little bit. I said, I was talking about how we've never had makeup sex before. And I love that because I feel as though a lot of my past relationships were based on makeup sex. And I never really realized that until it had been long enough. But that doesn't mean that I regret those relationships. And I mean, I've talked about in the past how I don't and whatever. But the difference is that in the one I'm in now, like the fact that we don't fight and the fact that we can communicate and stuff, I think that all stems from the fact that we like have that awkward time where we like sat down and had to break that wall down of knowing that we had those awkward first few months. And it wasn't one of those like going on dates and like knowing like at first you wanted to date each other and you wanted to ask each other to be boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever. There was nothing like that. Like I said, nobody really asked. I had to actually like fight for myself and kind of go bald to the wall and just say like, this is what I want and I want this from you. And he had to say the same thing, but he was scared and I was scared and whatever, and we both gave it a shot and we're still working on it all the time. Like I said, it's a day-to-day process that I wouldn't rather be doing with anybody else. And one thing that I say all the time is I wouldn't rather grow by myself with anyone else, if that makes sense. Like we both say all the time that we're helping each other grow like on our own and grow as like our own people, like independently, but to, like we do that together. Like we're helping each other do that. Like we help each other when we have bad days, we help each other when we have good days, you know? And I think those are the important parts of relationships and whatever. But I just wanted to take that second and talk about it because I don't really talk about that often, like how we kind of started up. And someone asked me in one of the questions, like, how long we've been dating. And I just, we don't have a date because nobody really asked, like, he didn't ask me, will you be my girlfriend? Even after like that conversation and even after things have gotten so much better and up to now, like we just call each other boyfriend and girlfriend and we just know that we're in a relationship. We never had a date where he was like, oh, will you be my girlfriend? You know? But that doesn't go without saying that we didn't have conversations about it, because we did. Like on my Friendsgiving this last year was the first time we ever really, or he ever called himself my boyfriend, and I like got freaked out. So I got super drunk at my Friendsgiving because I like didn't know what to do, because it was in front of all our friends that he called himself my boyfriend, and I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Because for the few months before that, I had just kind of like here and there thrown out the word, but it was still scary to me, and I would just say that I was seeing somebody. So it's a big deal. I mean, as much as you don't think it is, it is. Feels weird, you know? So no, we don't have a date. Nobody really like officially asked or anything. So I don't really know how long we've been dating. We've just known each other for about a year and been seeing each other for, I guess, a little bit under a year. I don't know. But that doesn't really matter to me. Yeah, let me see. Okay, let me go back to the questions now. Sorry, I went off topic for a minute. I just had a few. That people had asked me, and it just kind of made sense to go over a little bit. Ouch. Okay. My lips are so chapped. Okay, so my next question was, it was just a basic one. I just asked, did you guys celebrate Galentine's Day? Or did you girls celebrate Galentine's Day? Which, if you don't know what that is, that's considered like the girls' best friend day of Valentine's Day. It's like to celebrate your best friends and whatever. 53% of you said yes. 47% of you said no. I didn't really celebrate. I posted about it a little bit and I texted a few people, but nothing major. And then I asked, have you ever anti-celebrated Valentine's Day? Which I already told you earlier that I have myself, actually. 39% of you said yes and 61% of you said no. And then I asked, do you know the history behind Valentine's Day? 41% of you said yes, and 59% of you said no. I actually didn't know the history up until maybe 2 years ago, because it wasn't like, or maybe I had learned it when I was younger. I don't know. But I don't know if it, I don't think it really matters. I was just curious. And sorry, there's hair all over my life. But I had help getting some of these questions set up. That's why that one is in there. Okay, this is actually a really good question, and I got some good responses. And then I got a response or a question back related to this question that I asked about me. So I will answer this one first, and then I'll answer the one about myself. The question was, how long did you wait to say I love you to your significant other, and who said it first? The first person said 1 month, and we just knew I said it first, and that was a girl. The next one was me after 3 months. The next one was LOL, 5 months, and then I said it when I was drunk, kill me, but now we say it all the time. Next one was 6 months, but she almost died, so I said it in the moment. That was a friend of mine whose girlfriend got in an accident. It was like scary last year. Next one is he said it in about after 4 months. Next one is not long, like the second or third month, he said it first. Next one was we were friends, so I don't know who said it first, don't remember. Next one, I said it as soon as I knew, about 2 months, so I said it first. And the next one was I accidentally said it in my sleep about a month and a half after we were dating and he heard me, LOL. After that is 3 months, I said it first. Next is three-ish months, I said it first. Next one, we waited about 2 months, maybe less, I believe it was him first. Next one is less than 1 year, and they didn't tell me who. And the next one is, it's been so long, I don't remember, but I know he said it first. Next one, month and a half, him. Next one, 6 months, he did. After that, it's three-ish months, I said it first. Next one is, he said it, I'm still scared too, scarred from my last relationship. I feel that, girl. The next one is 4 months, he did. And okay, so someone asked me, have my boyfriend and I said I love you to each other yet? And the answer is no, we have not, even though it's been about a year. I wrote it actually in the Valentine's Day card I gave him last week, But I wrote in the card, I told him not to say it back because I hadn't said it in person yet. Neither of us had said it. And I think about saying it all the time. And he's told me that he's thought about saying it, but I'm not one of those people who thinks you have to say it. I don't know. I don't really think it's that big of a deal, but I also don't think it would matter if we did say it. But I wrote it in the card, and I just wrote next to it, I just said, please don't say it back. I don't think you need to, because I can feel that you feel it or whatever, or feel that you mean it, whatever. And I just said, I know that you already know, but in case you don't, I love you. Like, that, it was just like a basic thing. So, but no, we don't say it to each other, for the person that asked. My next question was, do you think Valentine's Day is a good excuse to tell someone you have feelings for them if they don't already know? And 58% of you said yes, 42% of you said no. And I personally think it is a good excuse, because I think it's a cheesy, fun way to be like, hey, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? If you're not doing anything with anybody, like, we should get together and do something, kind of thing. I don't know. And then next I said, do you secretly have a crush on anybody? 31% of you said yes, 69% of you said no. Because a lot of you who took the quiz were already in a relationship, so I would hope that most of you were single who answered that. Sorry, I'm also eating these candy right now. This question is, which would you prefer on Valentine's Day, breakfast in bed or a candlelit dinner? 56% of you said breakfast in bed, 44% of you said a candlelit dinner. I was trying to answer that one myself. I don't know, because I really like breakfast. I'm a big breakfast person, but having someone like make you dinner after like a long day, it feels really nice, you know, like it's a really good gesture. So I don't know, I would be fine with both. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I wish he made dinner, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it matters. Okay, my next one is, I asked a question, and then it's also an either or. So I said, is Valentine's Day a good excuse for you and your significant other to not joke? Oh my God. Fuck off. Oh my God. Okay. Done eating that. Jesus. Okay. Number one is stay in and cuddle. And number two was go on a date night. I don't know why I said movie. 56% of you said stay in and cuddle, and 44% of you said go on a date night. I'm going to choose go on a date night for Valentine's Day, because we stay in and cuddle a lot. We don't really have time to go out and do things. But I mean, I don't mind staying in and cuddling either. I love doing that. It's like one of my favorite things to do. And the next one, my boyfriend actually chose this question. He thought it was a cute idea. He said, would you go on a double date for Valentine's Day with another couple? 57% of you said yes, and 43% of you said no. I think that would be super fun. I thought that was a good question. Okay, and then this is basically the end. This is where I said, do you have any questions for me about my relationship or my sex life if you want to know? One person said, is he treating you right? He better be. And yes, he is, of course. He treats me very well. Someone said to me, that we troll each other all the time. My roommate Andrew said that, who's also like my best friend. He said that we troll each other all the time. And if you know me, you know that I like am a big tease. Like, I tease people and I troll people all the time. It's out of love, but still. But not that many people can keep up with my humor, because it's kind of like bitchy humor. I'm kind of a dick. So it's hard, because I've had a lot of people that I've dated like get offended, and they're like think I'm actually mean, or they don't understand that I'm joking. But he totally gets my humor. And we can, like, backfire at each other all day long. And it's, like, the best. I love it. So, yeah, I would say he's treating me right. And he loves the dogs, my kids. So, for sure. And then another question was, is sex a daily thing for you guys? It is not. We actually only see each other once every maybe, like, 12 to 14 days. And we don't even always have sex when we see each other. So we see each other maybe between 2 and 4 times a month, depending. Right now we're seeing each other a little bit more because he has physical therapy by my house. And he also doesn't drive. I don't remember if I have mentioned that before, but he doesn't have a car here in LA. So I pick him up or I drive like to him and stuff. So we don't get to see each other as often as we wish. And we both have really weird work schedules. Like, I am my own boss, so I create my own work schedule, but I still have to do a certain amount of hours, and he works at two different jobs. So no, obviously sex is not a daily thing because we don't see each other every day. But if we did see each other every day, it probably would be, let me tell you. Okay. Oh, and then one, oh, I already asked, I mean, answered the other questions that I had gotten earlier. I only got like 5 questions back. I wish I got back more. I mean, a lot of you guys ask me questions just regularly, but don't be afraid to like always DM me and message me if you have anything you want to know, because I love answering and talking about stuff in this, like in my podcast episodes. Okay, next question. These were a couple basic ones. It was heart balloons or big stuffed animal. 52% of you said heart balloons. 48% of you said big stuffed animal. I think I would go with balloons, maybe. I think those are kind of fun. I like balloons. Big stuffed animal, I don't really, I'm okay. Which is more romantic, wine or champagne? 61% of you said wine. 39% of you said champagne. Personally, I'm going to say champagne because I drink wine more often, and champagne I don't drink that often, and it gets me way drunk way fast, and personally it makes me super horny. Canada, my boyfriend, he knows that now because a few times that we've gone out to dinner, I've ordered that and then I'm drunk after like 2 glasses, and then we have great sex. So he definitely knows that by now. And then I asked, do you think aphrodisiac foods actually work / are romantic foods? 39% of you said yes. 61% of you said no. In my opinion, I would say that they do sometimes. They can. But I think it also has to do a lot with your mindset. And I think it has to do with how much you're drinking and what you're eating with the aphrodisiac foods and whatever. But that's just like science behind it or whatever. This was a good question. I'm glad that I asked. Someone helped me come up with this one. I asked, tell me what you love the most about your significant other. Then I got so many good responses. The first one is, he's the kindest person I know and would do anything for anyone. The next one is, his sense of humor. Gotta have a man that can make you smile and laugh. The next one is, his passion for learning and his sense of humor. The next one is, personality. The next one is, his smile. Next one is, her kindness. Next one is, he pushes me to be my best self. And he always supports me in everything that I do. After that is, he's so driven and caring, loves me as I am, and continues to as I grow. After that, it's his constant positive outlook on life and how much light he brings to everyone he interacts with. Then it's, he's the best support system and always makes me feel loved and beautiful. Next one is, her eyes, the way she laughs when I actually say something funny. After that, it's kind, generous, smart, funny, ambitious, and talented. Love that. Those are really good responses, I think. I think my favorite thing about my significant other is physically his eyes, because we actually, it's really weird, we have the same exact eyeballs. It looks like somebody pulled them out of my face and put them in his face, like Jeepers Creepers. It is so fucking weird. When we do it all the time, we stand in a mirror next to each other and we look in the mirror. In our eyes, they look the same every day, and we both have a really weird eye color. My license actually says that my eyes are gray, and he has always been told that his eyes were gray, but sometimes they're greenish blue, sometimes they're grayish blue, sometimes they're just green. Like, it just looks different, but they always look the same when we're together. Like, they're the exact same eyeballs. So probably his eyes, and like, not physically, would be his patience. He's so patient with me because I am definitely a hard case to crack. I'm a lot to handle, for sure. My life is just a lot to handle. And we've been through a lot of weird stuff in the last year. So probably his patience and the way that he's so helpful with everything that I need, and nothing that I ask for, if that makes sense. He does everything that I need without me asking, and without me even knowing that I need it. So I don't know. Those are just things that I didn't know that I wanted, and I didn't know that I needed, but I guess I do. And they've changed my life. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day with someone you just started seeing? 61% of you said yes. 39% of you said no. I'm going to say no, just because, like I said, takes a lot for me to want to celebrate Valentine's Day. In the last few relationships I've been in, we were newly dating and we didn't celebrate it, and I was fine not celebrating it. So I'm going to say no. Next one was, I literally said pink or red. And 38% of you said pink, 62% of you said red. And I actually have no idea, because those are like my two favorite colors, pink and red and purple, and actually like every color right now, but pink and red right now are pretty much my top two. So that is hard for me to choose. And then I said, tell me the worst part about Valentine's Day. One of my best friends, Lindsay, she said, when you're single and your best friend has a boyfriend, so you have no one to hang out with, RIP. She's talking about me. Love her though. And the next one is high expectations in all regards, gifts, perfect date, and sex. The next one is Valentine's Day. The next one is consumerism. Next one is the pressure to go all out and how Hallmarky it is. The next one is absolutely nothing, because Valentine's Day is about celebrating love. I like that. Next one is lines at Walmart. I love that. That is so true. Literally at CBS, I went back like 4 days in a row because I forgot something little and stupid. And that was just for me to get something for myself, because when I go to CBS, I buy shit like twice a month. I spend a bunch of money on shit I don't need. But people there getting stuff for Valentine's Day, it was so crazy. Ugh, I can't. And the next one is the pressure it can put on you. After that, it's PDA. Then it's how much money people spend on this day. It's about about the love, not the price tag. Next one is high expectations. Then it's people think only couples can celebrate it, but you can celebrate it with family, friends, and etc. I agree, you can. After that, it is expectations. And then it's basically people just feeling bad for themselves, or who think they're too good to have a Valentine and hate on Valentine's Day. And I agree with that, because I used to be a hater, and if I could have looked back at myself now, I would have told myself to shut the fuck up, because to each their own. And if you feel like you got somebody that you want to spoil a little bit or make feel stupid and cute one extra day of the year, then do it. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, how shitty do you have to be to have a significant other or have friends or have family that you could send a Valentine to or say Happy Valentine's Day to and just say I love you and not do it just because you think it's a stupid holiday? Like, that is you purposefully going out of your way to not say I love you to somebody. So I don't know. Like, how fucking dumb do you have to be to think that Valentine's Day is stupid? Just say it. Just say, I love you. Like, fuck off. I don't know. Stupid. Like, I hate the fact that I used to think it was dumb. Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Okay. And then I said, is Valentine's Day an excuse to celebrate with your significant other once a year instead of all the time? I talked about that a little bit earlier. 15% of you said yes. 85% of you said no. I agree, it shouldn't be an excuse. I mean, it could be an excuse. It could be an excuse to celebrate, but it shouldn't be an excuse, like, to do it that one time a year. You should do it all the time still. But it is a fun excuse to do it extra. Let's see. I'm, like, seriously choking. Okay, that is all I had for the Q&A questions. So funny. Like I said, I really love doing those with you guys because I love the way that you guys interact and answer truthfully. Super cute. And I notice some of the same people do every time I do those, which is really great, really helps me. And I'm going to do just like a topic discussion and ask you guys to let me know what you want me to talk about again on upcoming podcast episodes and stuff, because there's a couple things of ideas that I have. But of course, I mean, I always want to keep talking about stuff that interests you guys and whatever. And I know before I had said that I want to start getting guest hosts on, but I actually am gonna, I promise, work on getting a guest host on. I just get so busy, and the only time I have to record is like a random day or a random night of the week when I get home from work, and I have to make sure nobody's home and I can calm all the dogs down that I have and stuff. And it's just crazy, but it's crazy, but I love it. So it's definitely, oh my fucking God, my piece of shit phone. Stupid as fuck. Honestly, I'm over it. but I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that I'm back, and I'm glad that you guys are listening with me still. I'm glad that you guys are keeping up with me, and I hope that you guys continue to enjoy Valentine's Day and continue to enjoy your Valentine for the rest of the year. Every day of the year is a good day to celebrate love and a good day to wake up and tell the person that you love them. Even if you haven't told them yet, don't be afraid to tell them, even though I'm kind of afraid to tell him, even though he's probably afraid to tell me, it's going to be fine. Doesn't really matter. But I just want to thank you guys again for listening and for sticking with me. I will see you guys, or see you guys, talk to you guys soon. I will be recording another podcast probably next Tuesday, so I will have one up next Wednesday. It is Thursday now. Tomorrow is Friday the 22nd, which is funny because my birthday is in exactly 1 month, March 22nd. So don't forget to send me something in the mail for my birthday. Just kidding. No, but seriously, you can if you want, because I'm broke, so you can Venmo me a dollar. All right. Love you guys. I'm going to go. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much. Bye.